for coming this evening. Today, on our spiritual calendar, there are four very special celebrations. We will give you the choice of what you would like us to speak upon. Today is the official day of Sri Ratha Yatra, which is taking place on this day in Sri Jagannath Puri, a festival where average 800,000 to 1 million people are on one street at one time, dancing and singing before the chariots of Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath. Today is also the anniversary of the first Rath Yatra in the Western world, conducted by Srila Prabhupada in 1967 in San Francisco, California. Today is also, I believe, Disappearance Day of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary and most confidential devotee of the Lord. And it is the disappearance day of another great Vaishnava, Shivananda Sen, who with his household, wife, children, exhibited the ultimate standards of spirituality, and who served with his wife in such a way that that family became the very intimate, dearmost family of the Lord. Since we only have few minutes, and each of these subjects would take hours to cover, which of the four shall we discuss? Rath Yatra in Puri, Rath Yatra in San Francisco, Swarup Damodar, or Shivananda Sen? Huh? Here, you can say Hari Bol and raise both your arms to vote. And who should be the judge? Soma Prabhu, you can be the judge. First, if voting means raising both your arms and saying Hari Bol, lovely. Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri. Jagannath Rath Yatra in San Francisco. Swarup Damodar Goswami. Shivananda Sen. What was that? I think that's your vote. Day in Jagannath Puri, very special. Yesterday at Raghunath Yamuna's house, we discussed Gundicha Marjanam, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Now, Krishna in his temple in Puri, in the form of the deity, for 15 days is in a private place. No one can see. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he was in so much love and separation from the Lord. The nature of ecstatic love between the soul and God is when we are feeling separation, a moment seems like 12 years or more. He could not tolerate being in Puri without seeing Lord Jagannath. So he went to a place called Alalanath. Alalanath is a very beautiful little temple just on the seashore. And then he heard that the devotees had come from Bengal in kirtan procession, and that brought him the greatest happiness, to be with the devotees chanting and dancing. Together they cleansed the Gundicha temple, which represents cleaning our heart to make it a suitable place for the Lord to appear and reside. And then on the day where the Lord gives his first darshan, it's called Netrotsava, or the festival for the eyes. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, very early in the morning, not considering any formalities, went right into the temple and gazed upon the beautiful form of the Lord, the tears flowing from his eyes. And the next day, it's Ratayatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna himself, incarnated within this world, taught us by his example how to worship the Lord. He celebrated this festival by dividing his devotees into seven groups to perform seven kirtans, seven groups of chanting the holy names, each one with so many former dangas, so many karatals. Each had a lead dancer and lead singer. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so enthusiastic that as he was dancing, he simultaneously expanded himself to be in all seven parties. And each party was thinking that he is dancing only with us. The transformations of love that Lord Chaitanya exhibited with his devotees while chanting and dancing was so extraordinary. The world had never seen. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially was very, very much fond of this Ratayatra because it expressed the very essence of the internal reasons why he appeared in this world. The love of Sri Radharani in separation from Krishna, bringing him to Vrindavan. But we will not discuss that subject this evening because you decided San Francisco. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that Jagannath, or the Lord, is for everyone. The Supreme Absolute Truth is the Father and the Mother of all living beings, aham bija pratha pita. There is no consideration of caste. There is no consideration of sex. There is no consideration of nationality or what one's professional or educational qualifications may be. There's no consideration of what income you may earn. No consideration of your race. Because Lord Chaitanya taught us that we are not these bodies. These bodies are temporary vehicles, which according to our previous karmas, we get a particular type of vehicle. But we are the eternal soul, the spiritual spark, a part of God whose inherent nature is to be ecstatic in loving devotion to the Lord. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. The Lord has a body that is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And because the soul is a spiritual spark, a part and parcel of the Lord, we are also eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Ananda Mayobhyashat. Every living being is seeking pleasure. Why? Because it is our nature. It is our nature to be eternally in ecstasy. But when that soul identifies itself with this body and forgets its own inherent love for God, that is the very basis of all suffering. The temporary enjoyments, pleasures, and pains of this world, of dualities, continuously distract us from our real aspiration in life. But the Lord is so kind. The Lord gives everybody the opportunity to perfect their lives. Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhakta prayachchati. Even if we offer the Lord a fruit, a flower, a leaf, or a little water with devotion, the Lord accepts it. Accepts it as something so great. Krishna told the gopis of Braj that your devotion to me has pleased my heart so much that I am unable to pay you, to repay you with all that I possess, even in an entire lifetime of Brahma. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, God or Krishna is the proprietor of everything that exists. All material and spiritual worlds are the property of the Lord. But the Lord is telling these simple ladies, they were not scholars, they were just cowherd girls, just milking the cows and taking care of their families. Simple, so simple was their lives. And here is the absolute truth. The cause of all causes, the Almighty Supreme Lord of all lords, in his most intimate form of Krishna, telling gopis, with all that I possess, all that I have, and all that I am, I cannot repay you, even in a lifetime of Brahma, which happens to be 311 trillion years. That is the nature of the Lord's gratitude and love. He is Bhakta Vatsal. He can only be understood as he is, by love and devotion, not by scholarship, not by our austerities, not by the amount of charity we give. It is by that humble, simple expression of the heart's devotion that the Lord is conquered. So on this day of Ratha Yatra, the Supreme Lord comes out on his chariot to give his beautiful darshan and to gaze upon everyone. Recently, just a few years ago, I went to Puri, and there was over 800,000 people, all nationalities, all races, all every variety of human beings were dancing and singing before Lord Jagannath. And this was Lord Chaitanya's mission. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Kleshe Namaha. He's Krishna himself, but more munificent than Krishna. How can Krishna be more merciful than Krishna? Because in this form, he's giving himself so freely It is described that Lord Chaitanya and his associates, the Panchatattva, they plundered the storehouse of love of God, tasted the sweet contents, and distributed it profusely to everyone and anyone without discrimination and without considering one's qualifications or disqualifications. Rathayatra was the perfect festival for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to promote, both internally, according to his own ecstatic ras, and externally, according to his merciful mission in this world. This festival has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. The chariots, Jagannath's chariot has 18 wheels, and there's a brand new chariot made every year. The chariots are made out of 700 trees by carpenters. They're huge chariots. According to the scripture, they are compared to the Mount Sumeru. They are so high and so big. And it takes thousands of people to pull each chariot in Puri. Hare Krishna. It's very heavy. Srila Prabhupada, when he was a little boy, he was so attracted to this pastime of Rathayatra that he would personally arrange a little chariot. And his father and mother would help him, and he, in the back little alleyways of Calcutta, when he was only 5-6 years old, he would perform Rathayatra. He would have little deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. He would put them on a nice chariot that he would personally decorate with his parents and with his friends. And they would make garlands. And he would get his mother to make all nice preparations and offer it to Jagannath as prasad. And they would have kirtan, and Prabhupada with little Abhay Charan would be distributing prasad and dancing and kirtan and pulling chariot through the streets and back lanes of Calcutta. But then, when he was 70 years old, on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give the highest treasure of prema bhakti, unalloyed, unconditional, ecstatic love.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. New Vrindavan has many special effects. Prabhupada came to a place which was the most unlikely for spiritual elevation. Came to New York City with only one motivation. Most Indians come to America to get wealth. Yes? But Prabhupada was very, very unique. He came to India with only 40 rupees, equals $7. Which could not be changed. So he had nothing except a box of books, Srimad Bhagavatam. He had nothing else. Came in a cargo ship, Jaladuta, where he had several heart attacks on the way. 1 month of sailing over the Arabian Sea, Atlantic Ocean, around Europe, the Middle East, through Africa. He came not to get money. He came to give wealth. He saw that the culture of the world today was in poverty. People living in big skyscrapers, driving big cars, having so many material facilities, but their hearts were empty. Their hearts were starving, because without love of God, there is no nourishment to the soul. Prabhupada came not to take, but to give Krishna prema. And in San Francisco, California, Malati Prabhu lives here at New Vrindavan. She happened to go to a little Indian shop and saw a little something very mysterious. She couldn't understand what it was. It was just something with eyes. And it said, made in India. So Swamiji, Prabhupada was from India. So she was thinking, anything India from India must be sacred. So somehow or other, she procured that little and Prabhupada saw. And he bowed down. He bowed down. Everyone, what is this? He said, Jagannath has come. It's a little deity of Jagannath. Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki. Should I continue? So Prabhupada told our dear godbrother, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, can you make exactly same Jagannath? And he said, this big? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu went and got a tape measure and measured from his hand to the ground. And then he went to the docks and got logs of wood and made the deities, carved with his own hands, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Prabhupada told them exactly how they should be made, how they should be painted. And then he explained how they should perform Ratha Yatra. That Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they like very much to go out into the streets to give their mercy to everyone and anyone. Now, the first year, they didn't have so much to work with. They got a flatbed truck and put the deities in the back of the truck. One was facing backward and the other two were facing both sides outward. And I believe Shyam Sundar was driving the truck and his dog was in the front seat with him, jumping around and barking, and he was driving, and the devotees were... Prabhupada said you should distribute prasad. So they made hundreds and hundreds of chapatis, because they didn't know what else to make. They made hundreds and hundreds of chapatis. And they made them some days before, so they were not, you know, fresh. They were, and they were just giving chapatis to everyone on the street. And they were chanting and they were dancing, and it was very nice. And when Prabhupada was so very, very, very happy. And then he named San Francisco New Jagannath Puri. In this way, Prabhupada took the most famous festival of all of India from ancient times, a festival of distribution of the highest spiritual love, he brought it to America. And then the next year, he actually drew, I think on a paper bag or something, he just drew a design of how the chariot should be constructed. The devotees made that chariot. And from that small beginning, practically every major city in the world, throughout the world, every year there is Ratha Yatra. In 1976, Prabhupada had Ratha Yatra in New York City. We're just in 1965, when he came, just 11 years before. He was penniless, unknown, living in the Bowery, in a ghetto of New York. And here, the police of New York City blocked Fifth Avenue, the most important city of New York, so that the chariots of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra could have procession. Kalpa was riding on the chariot. What a wonderful story of spiritual success. Thousands of devotees, tens and thousands of people, big, 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 beautiful chariots being pulled through Fifth Avenue to Washington Square Park. Jagannath fulfilled the desire of Srila Prabhupada. So today is a celebration in which we offer our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for his infinite sacrifice, for his unlimited kindness to all of us, to bring the essence of the perfection of life into all of our hearts. And Prabhupada explained during the Ratha Yatra in San Francisco that in essence, the meaning of Ratha Yatra is we are bringing Krishna back into our hearts, back into our lives. Through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And now we will celebrate by dancing and chanting in sankirtan. So would you like to dance? Please, please. Thank you very much.